blessings there. The Christian life is amazing and full of challenges for everyday Christians. But what about the newbies in this wonderful journey? Well, you are not alone. Welcome to Live Better with God, where you will hear experiences and tips to improve life as a son of God.
Hi there, this is Live Better with God, and this is the fourth episode. My name is Mary, and I'm going to talk today about how to know that God is hearing you. And from my experience, you have to have a lot of talks. So before I start going deeper on this, it's very important to tell you that you need to have a better relationship. Read the Bible every day and take time to pray. Those two things go along to know when God is giving you an answer. Because that's how you know that God is hearing you. You build this relationship and you will start talking to Him and start making all this secrets out loud, like telling Him everything He does know. He does know everything, but you will speak about it to Him. I always suggest that you close the door from your bedroom and just start talking, or if your favorite place is to be in bathroom, the favorite place, it could be outside. You can just know that He's around. Imagine He is beside you, or He just standing right in front of you, and speak to Him about everything. And in that helped me a lot, because as I started to do all this stuff, like reading the Bible every day, and I use an app for that. Every time I just sit down, read a little bit about the Bible, and then meditate the Bible, then I pray. And it helped me a lot to be more focused and more true to what really I'm feeling and what I have to do. But when I start talking to God a little bit more than the usual, like I always say, than the usual, because right now, for me, the time is a little bit more precise, and I hate that part, but I try to make time through the day, like in the mornings, or every time I have a break, I try to just build that relationship. But focusing in this episode, how do you know that God is hearing you? Well, what happens is that when you start talking to God about some things He will let you see from yourself, they're very deep. Most of the time, they're things that you haven't talked to anybody. Maybe a certain point when you realize that God is letting you know what was affecting you through a prayer or through the Word of God. That's why we read the Bible. Some verses will be a little bit more effective to your memory. It will be more like a red flag. Hey, I'm trying to talk to you. When you read the Bible, some words will stand out, trying to tell you something. And you will feel it because the Holy Spirit will tell you, look, this word specifically is for you. And God tries to answer or answer you through it. In another way He does this, at least in my experience, is that He shows other people what is going on. So I'm trying to explain, will be that you will be in any place. Randomly speaking, it happens to me a lot in the train, And some people just sit down and it will tell you something. Maybe something you have heard, you have read in the Bible, or you have heard it in your dreams or through a prayer. It's like confirming that, hey, I'm answering you about these things. You just don't want to listen. So yes, God chose a lot of ways to help you understand that He's hearing you and He's letting you know the way. Not always is like I ask and the answer is there, because there's certain time and place, and God is a God of order. So that's why we need to be very close to Him and do what we can to stay in touch, like know more about Him. Because anybody can go in the train, tell me, hey, you know what, you can do this. But how do I know that that comes from God? It's through reading the Bible and prayer. God can tell you that directly. If you don't know that, if you have an experience, yeah, He does. But you need to be prepared for it. You need to keep your ears monitoring everything. Like you will see, you will hear Him talking to you. But let me put this very clear. You are special and you have a purpose. And God treats His sons and daughters differently. It doesn't mean He doesn't hear you, but He does try, or at least that's what I've seen, to put it in my own words. He tries to prepare you for the things you have to do, or the things you may have to do to be better in your own life, because He wants the best for us. And sometimes the best for us is not seen, it's not being seen in the moment, is through a little bit more time ahead. So we make decisions right now that we don't see why we're doing it, or what is the purpose on it. Kind of clear is when God tells you that's not the one, and you just keep pushing. You keep pushing, like, yeah, he is. I'm not clear enough. Let me tell you, when God says no, He's no. And that's something we need to be prepared for, because sometimes God will say no to things we want to be the opposite. And we try to focus on what we want instead of what God is telling us. And another thing, when God talks to you and you ignore it, it will take time for God to answer you in the same way. Maybe your relationship with God, every time you read the Bible, a word would stand up and that was an answer. That was the way God communicated with you most of the time. Good example. But you start to ignore it, so the Holy Spirit will be kind of sad. So it will be like, you know what? You're not hearing me. So I'm just giving you the space in your heart, you know, like giving you the space for you to realize what you're doing. Because God won't obligate you to do something, which means He will find a way to give you the answer that you want. But if you ignore it, He will start to realize, or He will start to understand, that you don't really want the answer. You want to be pleased with your actions. And, well, sometimes that's not in the same page. We are not on the same page, right? So, yeah, you need to be aware of that. So, how do we know that God hears us? It's when we get the discipline to know more about Him and to pray every day and to take time to talk to Him. So praying and talking to Him, the same thing. But I usually take my time and speak to Him openly, like He was sitting right beside me, because it helps me deal with a lot of stuff. And does that help me? It does. Most of the time, He gave me the answer through many ways, and it surprised me, because things that haven't said to Him, things that haven't sent to a human being, He just gave me the answer because I told Him. I told Him I don't understand why this is happening, or that or that or that, and the answer comes by like a month, 2 months later, with a specification of words that I use to describe it to God, basically. So yeah, God really answers. But are you prepared to hear Him? Are you forcing your own beliefs or your own way of pleasing yourself? Like, yeah, I want this. This is what I'm going to have because this is the right thing for me. If you're focusing in what you want and not in what God wants, then we have a problem, because the Holy Spirit will be very sad. So He cannot direct you from where you want to be, or where you need to be. I'm sorry, where you need to be. Because sometimes where we need to be is not where we need to be is not where we want to be. So yeah, a little bit confusing, but you get the point. So nothing. If you can start today, start. If you're riding a bike, or you're in your car, or you're in your room, just talk. Say, you know what, God, I'm sorry, or God, this is me talking to you. And expose yourself. So yeah, that's my suggestion for today. I hope you have a great day, and God bless you wherever you are. Till the next episode.
We have concluded our episode today. Thank you for listening, and we will be back next Friday. Blessings to you and your family.